All right, I am joined by two very special guests on the morning show with Racing for Heroes, Mike Evok and Brian Warner. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking some time and joining me and talking about your program, and also thank you for your service. Let's start with that because it's a big sacrifice that you guys make for our country.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
So we were talking a little bit about your program and kind of getting me some background. Why don't you tell the folks when you guys got started and what the ultimate goal, Racing for Heroes?
We started right around 2014. It essentially started in a race shop with a bunch of veterans hanging out with me at the race car, and then we've developed since then. Our biggest goal, we want to get these guys, we want to save lives, save veteran lives, knock a hole in that, the suicide prevention we got going on right now. I know we can't completely stop it, but we can try.
So one of your goals is to repurpose or give veterans another option that they may not already have or may not even know about.
Yeah, our main focus is task and purpose. You can take a guy's eyesight, you can take somebody's arms, legs, but if you take their purpose, they're done. We can still function without those body parts, but if they lose their task and purpose, it's over.
Okay, and Brian, I know one of the things you were talking about is your background in counseling and how you've used your military service to actually add more than just opportunities for personal growth. It's really to expand into job placement.
That's correct. That's one of the elements that we work on at Racing for Heroes is the counseling, the job placement, and then just an all-around well-being for the veteran. As we bring the veterans in, we're trying to take care of the whole personality, the whole lifestyle of that veteran to help them to get back onto the track that they were when they started.
So how do you guys, I know we've talked a little bit about the job placement, but it really can almost start from the ground up for some of these guys who have really seen the worst of the worst, mm-hmm. if I'm being perfectly honest. And when it comes to that, how do you take the training that they've got and really repurpose that?
We're located, our headquarters is at Virginia International Raceway, VIR, and we host annual open houses, and we get members of the community in, we get other veterans that come in, and a lot of times, the veteran that needs the help, a lot of times they won't just come out and say, hey, I need help, or I'm struggling with this. So usually it's a referral from either a family or a friend. They'll invite that veteran down, they meet us, and we start to talk about what we're doing at Racing for Heroes, the therapy through racing. And then, like Mike was saying, we try to give that task and purpose back to the veteran. So we find something that they're good at, one area that they can focus on, and we ask them for help. Hey, maybe we need some issues with working on a motor on a race car or some sheet metal or some welding. And then once we start to give that purpose back, they become comfortable, they start to open up with us, and then we can start to focus on if there's any type of therapy needs, if there's any type of job placement needs that we can really help that individual with.
And one of the most interesting things as we were talking was you talked about repurposing adrenaline. Tell me a little bit more about that for folks that may know someone or may currently be suffering with PTSD. Is this being a remedy for that?
With what we find, one of our big areas is therapy through racing. And we'll bring the veterans in and we start to teach them everything from changing tires on a car, working all the way up, building the cars, working on the motors, becoming a pit crew, and then we teach them the driving aspects on how to race some of these vehicles that we're building. And then we take all of that together and we go out and we travel as a veteran race team, running everything from the pit side to the driving. And what Mike has started to figure out is the adrenaline that's associated with that racing, at driving at those high speeds, having other cars around you, having the camaraderie of your team there backing you up, is the feelings that you get from that good type of adrenaline is closely related to the adrenaline that we experience when we're forward deployed in a combat area. But now we're starting to replace maybe some of the rough, hard feelings that were associated previously with the thrill of that racing, the thrill of that adrenaline, and we're getting some good results with that.
So it's really not only retraining, repurposing, I mean, to an extent, you're potentially rebuilding the personality of a veteran and really putting them back on the forward-moving track into society. I know you guys talked about government contracts. Tell us a little more about how that works, how you guys got involved with that as well.
So what we did is took basically our education that we got while we're in the military. I mean, we're all schooled up. We're all combat veterans. So we just take that, now we apply it to our training aspect. We do government contracting that way. Physically, I can't do the job anymore, but I got a lot of years of experience in my brain that I could put into these young guys going overseas. And if we can give them one thing to put in their rucksack, it brings them back home alive. From our experiences, that's big. That's big for us. So that's why we do it, because there's another love for that aspect of, I can't do it, but this young man can pick up the sword and go with it, and it helps us out a lot.
And you talk about the love for the cause, and you guys are strictly nonprofit. So how do the dollars that you guys get in go to really give back to more veterans? How do you expand on that?
So, for example, if you donate money to us, 100% of all donations go to, and I'll say, hey, do you want to go to the vitamin program? Do you want to do it to the wellness center? Or, you know, buy a lift chair for a Vietnam veteran, whatever it is, 100% of all proceeds, donations, go to the veteran organizations. They go back to a veteran, not in our pockets. None of us are on the payroll from the nonprofit because we pay ourselves through the tactical side that we conduct at VIR.
And you talked about the vitamin program. Tell me a little bit more about that. What does that mean?
The vitamin program, long story short, I went through a tough period where I got sick, couldn't figure things out. It was a stomach issue that was caused by traumatic brain injury. So we have a doctor down in Florida. The guys draw all their bloods. They don't even have to go visit them. He calls them up, tells them what's going on. He tells you your signs and symptoms without you telling him. And he puts you on a regimen of vitamins for the healing process and to get your chemicals right in your body.
So it's more, to some extent, it's vitamin replacement for what would be painkillers, you guys are...
Exactly. You know, painkillers, the ambient to sleep, you know, the whole lack of sleep thing, it's a big nut roll with that, is your body heals at night when you're sleeping. If you're not getting proper sleep, your body's not healing, and you're essentially dying a slow death of heart failure and everything else that comes with it.
So you guys are really breaking back to the ground level and rebuilding some of these guys when it comes to personality, health and wellness, and the repurposing. This is an all-encompassing organization. This is great.
And it's not focused completely on the veteran individual, because most veterans are married. They have a husband, wife, they have children. They have a whole nucleus that we're trying to focus on. So we have actually teamed up with some different members of the community that we can use as a resource. So if it's a family member or children, we can actually help them get focused and placed in areas that helps with their healing as well. So it's not just focusing on the healing of the veteran, which is our side, but we know different companies, different agencies that we can refer the family to as well, to kind of focus on the big picture and help lead back to an ultimate healthy lifestyle.
That is amazing. If folks are interested in getting involved, or even through referrals, how can they get in touch with you?
Just like at our webpage, it's www.racingforheroes.org. Go to racingforheroes.org. Look at our Facebook, Racing for Heroes Facebook. We have Instagram and I think Twitter. I don't know the Twitter thing. I don't run that. So, so just reach out to us or come up to VIR and see us. We're right outside the gate at Virginia International Raceway. They take care of us. They treat us very well. It's a great place to live. So that's where we're at. So just reach out to us on the website. Give us a call, whatever you need.
On March 9th, we're hosting one of our open house events, and that's down there at our headquarters at VIR. And with that, it's open to veterans and family members and community to come in and see what we're about, to see if they believe that this is something they would like to contribute their time or donations to. And on March 9th, we will be running... we're going to get out and do some tactical driving. We're going to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're going to have a few other events that are going to be taking place. And it's just kind of an outreach to expand our footprint a little bit, to show veterans that we're here and we're ready to help and we have the resources to help. It's just making contact with the veterans in the area that need that little bit of a boost, need that little bit of a push. So March 9th at our headquarters would be a great time.
Absolutely. Brian, Mike, thank you guys so much for taking a couple of minutes with me. The mission is certainly never ending, and you guys are really putting the best foot forward, and we could greatly appreciate to have this kind of organization in our area.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you guys taking the time to sit and talk with us, and that's what it is. It's a community coming together to help those in need.